He's RSN's AFL editor, Mark Stevens.
Mark Stevens has all the latest news with us these days. That's what he does around these parts. He's the best in the business. He's got plenty more for us. I cry every time Steve-O comes on, so I'm feeling you, blokes. Mm. I'm not a movie, but I cried at the last Hawks match. Ooh, it was a tough ending. very good. Boys, I look like a Viking. There you go. A bit of feedback. And every time my girls watch Moana, I cry like an idiot, says John in Hyden. Now, that's a very easy film to cry at, too. Moana, I've done that too, Johnny, so don't worry about that. Well, seriously, I'm a dead set basket case. Ever since I had kids, I just started crying. My goodness. My goodness. Stephen, we digress.
Yeah, we straighten up a bit. Obviously, I'll start with some injury news. Dustin Martin looks unlikely to play Friday night, certainly in grave doubt. He'll train tomorrow and try to get through after scans on his hamstring. So the Tigers are sort of having a bet each way, but I think highly unlikely. So that's a huge blow half, and that could extend into 2 weeks too with hamstring awareness. They're not going to take too many risks there. Jaden Short just got up with the calf. Remember round one, he didn't look like he was going to play. Well, that's still lingering.
Yep.
So obviously it's one of these issues of getting up for the first round. It's only worth 4 points. It looks like he's come back a bit early, so he'll miss a week or two now. He's still got some overhang and a bit of soreness. Jacob Hopper's got joint soreness in his knee too, so that would probably rule him out. So that's three key Tigers likely to miss for the Collingwood game. Things are looking good for the Pies. Jack Ginnivan returns this week, of course, from off-field issues, and he won't get back into the VFL. They haven't got too many issues at the moment, Collingwood.
No, they'll have to try it at the moment.
Broad won't play either. Are you forgetting Broad? So
yes.
They'll get flogged, Richmond.
I think they'll be beaten handsomely, yeah. I'll be tipping the Pies in that one.
No, I think they'll be competitive.
Flogged.
Particularly if it's a bit greasy and wet. We've had a wet week. Do you think Collingwood are a fast-track side?
I think Collingwood are good enough to play in any conditions, so I wouldn't be too stressed about the weather. And just to pick you up on, we've had a wet week. Like, there's only been one day, effectively.
No, it's coming wet.
like we're one day in.
Jane Bunn told me there's going to be a wet time.
Well, you are very tight with Jane.
Yes.
We're one working day in. We had a bit of rain yesterday. I'll give you that. But
it looks moist out there as well. Today. So, no, I think it will be a wet week, apparently. Now, what about, we're watching the footy Thursday night at the Whalers.
Yes, we were.
De Koning's knee into Stanley was an interesting one, just sort of a misguided bounce, wasn't it? It went into Reece Stanley, of course, the knee. It's a pretty nasty incident in a way. It's just been a warning and a fine. Let's take a listen to, it was all caused by a bit of a wonky bounce. Chris Scott and Ross Lyon spoke on this last night on AFL 360.
I'm not really in the camp of, I don't want to see De Koning get suspended or even fined. All you want to see is behaviour change. And the AFL saying you cannot do that is much, much better than suspending players, in my opinion.
I think it still links to the bounce too. Umpire with his head down.
Yeah, but they've got four now.
Yeah, so he should be looking from the outside.
Yeah.
It was an awkward look, wasn't it?
Get rid of the bounce, Ross?
Yeah, I would.
You? We're calling too much, mate. It's an issue.
My reason is it costs you some good umpires. When you talk to the umpires, there's good umpires that don't get in because they can't bounce. So
it's hard enough
to get umpires as it is.
It's a couple of points there.
Oh, there is a couple of points
there. Well, we start with Chris Scott saying, let's just slap on the wrist, don't do that again. We can't do that all the time.
That's not work. That doesn't work. Yeah. That doesn't work. I absolutely disagree with Chris Scott. Not on many things, but I do on that. That's not the policy that works.
So let's not have an MRO. Let's say someone, Chris O, can call them and say, just don't, please don't do that again.
Please don't punch that guy in the head.
Yeah.
Don't do that. Stop doing that. Well, I told you 3 weeks ago, please stop punching that guy in the head. You did it again. And he's got a broken tooth because of you. No, the deterrent needs to be penal, and that needs to happen.
Penal?
Did you say that? Penal.
Right. I got the dictionary on that one.
I thought you might.
It's a jail term sentence, isn't it? Yep.
There needs to be an outcome.
So the bounce down too, I reckon the coaches are too quick here to go ROP bounce. I mean, we've got to hang in there, don't we? We can't just give it away.
Did you say ROP?
Well, I tried to. It didn't come out. ROP the bounce. Let's stick with it. It's a great tradition. You know, we are recalling a few bounces, I know, but we've got to keep trying.
Seriously. The only problem with the bounce, right, is the fact that there is sometimes 2, 3, 4 seconds taken off the clock if it's recalled. Mm. If they just put it back on,
every other sport, well, not every other sport, lots of other sports are able to just put the clock back up a couple of seconds.
And what you do, Half, is the clock doesn't start until the player touches the ball. So until it's an active bounce and it's actually touched.
Well, there you go. You've solved that as well. So,
well, it's simple. Why haven't they fixed that?
Like, that's the easiest thing to fix. So they put the time back on, or as you say, don't start the clock until there's contact with the ball. And then you don't lose any time. And really, how big an issue is it? Like, you might get... I'd like to know the percentage. In fact, Stephen, you've got umpiring contacts. Let's get a percentage on the number of bounces that are recalled.
We can find that. I reckon it's definitely less than 10%.
Which is bugger all.
Yeah.
And Robbo was saying last night, I just heard that grab then, that we're recalling too many. Wow. And the other thing is, like we spoke about yesterday, don't recall them. We've got a stupid shape ball. Don't recall them.
One thing I've noticed in watching the first couple of rounds is umpires are becoming reluctant to recall it if they've already recalled one. So it'll be just outside the circle and they'll just let it go for fear of, I don't think they want to continue to recall it.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's probably fair.
We're worried about
that. Probably a natural reaction. Yeah.
That's right, exactly.
Probably a natural reaction.
If it's on the line, it's in, obviously.
Don't recall it.
Yeah.
Get the one person who can bounce it.
R.O.P.
Who was talking about this? Was Jordan Lewis yesterday?
Yeah.
Get the one person who can bounce the ball properly out of the four to bounce the ball all the time. You don't need to change it up and rotate it. Get the one person who can do it to do it more often than not, and then don't recall it. And whatever happens, happens. Mm. Like, it's a really cool thing, I reckon, the bounce. And I don't know if I'm stupid by saying that, but that's what I reckon.
And what about Daisy Pearce in the news again? Half another.
What's Daisy done?
Well, she's not allowed in the Brisbane rooms Thursday night.
Oh, so yes.
She's on the Seven coverage. Of course, they like having the journos in and the commentators in pre and post.
Yep.
So Daisy locked out. The Bulldogs are okay with it. I'm not sure why they're okay with it. And the Lions are. But the Lions have said no. Chris Fagan and co. So, of course, he's an assistant coach at Geelong.
Yes.
So Daisy's running out of places to go.
Well, we did touch on this last week when the Tigers had suggested she wasn't overly welcome in the rooms on game day.
I can understand it.
And we said that's a very natural thing for an opposition club to say. You're an assistant coach of another club. Yeah. We don't really need you floating around if you don't mind, thanks.
You don't see a lot in there. I remember a time, I think it was before prelim final, Collingwood GWS. A GWS official accidentally wandered into the pre-game room. And sort of got away with it in the end, said, I just lost my bearings. He's wandering around.
Into the Tigers room?
Honestly. No, into the Collingwood room.
Oh, the Collingwood room.
They had to boot him out. He got through the door and everything. So aimlessly wandering around, they got away with it half. But the big story, big yarn after seven, we'll be back for this. Hawthorn, your club, front, back page, everywhere. There's chaos, there's meetings.
What's happened?
Tanking allegations, the coach under the pump. Were you at this big meeting Thursday night? I need to ask you about the summit.
Hard-hitting questions from Stephen a little bit later on.
I assume
on.
You were there. You host every
function. Can't say too much.
You hosted it.
Can't say too much.
He was there.
Can't say too much. I'll tell you later on when you ask me the questions.